It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, as more jobs become available in America, it's time to look at the type of jobs being offered. New workers are being hired to replace those retiring, and new jobs are becoming available as the economy improves. Every new job is important, but we particularly need to focus on jobs that will help restore both manufacturing and a growing number of products with Made in America labels. After years of watching jobs relocate overseas, the American people are united behind efforts to expand a growing Made in America economy. For 30 years, national and local leaders and school boards did not acknowledge the importance of upgrading job skill classes in our schools needed to keep America's industries both operational and growing. As America's population grew, we heard about the projected shortage of traditional skilled workers, but very little was done to address the problem. For 30 years, instead of increasing the trades and industrial arts classes, junior and senior high schools cut back on vocational education programs, and now the average age of skilled craftsmen in America is between 55 and 65 years of age. That means there is a growing skilled workers crisis as thousands of skilled workers are retiring every year. Now, as America's taxpayers, it's up to us to make sure that America's elected leaders and local school boards know that our students must be exposed to all levels of future job possibilities during their junior and high school years. School boards are now meeting to discuss budgets and classes that'll be offered during the next few years. So it's now time for taxpayers to call or write their elected officials to promote the expansion of the trades and industrial arts programs. America's businesses need more graduates with some level of hands-on career-related experience that will make them more employable as jobs are created in America. To assist you in contacting your federal, state, and local elected officials, click on the Contact Your Elected Officials link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Put in your zip code to access the name, address, telephone number, and email addresses of your elected officials. Thanks for spreading the word. America's students and American workers need our help to restore jobs and job skills here in the USA. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 AM, serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.